For every difficulty, God's grace is sufficient. July 12. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. NKJV. None can be so situated that they cannot obey God. There is too little faith with Christians of today. They are willing to work for Christ and his cause only when they themselves can see a prospect of favorable results. Divine grace will aid the efforts of every true believer. That grace is sufficient for us under all circumstances. The Spirit of Christ will exert his renewing, perfecting power upon the character of all who will be obedient and faithful. God is the great I Am, the source of being, the center of authority and power. Whatever the condition or situation of his creatures, they can have no sufficient excuse for refusing to answer the claims of God. The Lord holds us responsible for the light shining upon our pathway. We may be surrounded by difficulties that appear formidable to us, and because of these we may excuse ourselves for not obeying the truth as it is in Jesus, but there can be no excuse that will bear investigation. Could there be an excuse for disobedience? It would prove our Heavenly Father unjust, in that he had given us conditions of salvation with which we could not comply. Christians should not array before their imagination all the trials which may occur before the end of the race. They have but to begin to serve God, and each day live and labor for the glory of God that day, and obstacles which appeared insurmountable will gradually grow less and less, or, should they encounter all that they have feared, the grace of Christ will be imparted to them according to their need. Strength increases with the difficulties met and overcome. Those whose hearts are fixed to serve God will find opportunity to serve Him. They will pray, they will read the Word of God, they will seek virtue and forsake vice. They can brave contempt and derision while looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. Help and grace are promised by him whose words are truth. God will not fail to fulfill his promise to all who trust in him.